Thank you. I want to give you all an update on the work that's been going on with the sanitation department, sanitation and streets, but particularly with sanitation. You all have asked for some updates. This is just kind of a prelude to what's going to be a formal report at an upcoming meeting as we continue to meet weekly. The mayor, myself, Bill Anderson, and Terry from his department. Just quickly, some of the facts that we've been able to establish with regard to yard waste pickup. The yard waste for the month of May, for example, involved 160 man hours, and that's typically two men for each truck. So two men for grass and lawn clippings, two men for brush. Of that 160 hours, 102 of those is just grass and lawn clippings, with 58 of those hours being for brush pickup. These stops tend to be measured in minutes instead of seconds with regard to grass, because as you know, in most cases, the crews have to break open the plastic bags, shake them out into the truck, and then dispose of those bags on the truck separately. One of the things that's being considered that we can talk about in summary are the possible use in the future of biodegradable lawn bags that could possibly be supplied by the city. That would allow those guys to just grab and throw the way they do with regular trash and trash bags. Generally speaking, it sounds like a relatively small amount of brush is produced by household, and the residents have been excellent about keeping that out of the lawn clippings, which is important. But brush pickup tends to be relatively small amounts, and so one potential thing to consider for time savings might be to modify the brush pickup schedule at some point in the future. Brush pickup, though, I want to make sure that I mention that that is not storm damage. When there's storm damage in town or heavy wind damage, the crews go through and pick up brush on a much larger scale. This is just the week-to-week brush pickup associated with yard waste pickup. Another area that we might look at in this possibility with regard to usage of the compost area for drop-off by residents would be to possibly modify the hours at the collection point, or even create an in-town collection point. And these will all be part of our formal recommendations that are made to you in the near future. With regard to the sanitation department, there's 13 employees there, minus the clerical position and the foreman. That puts 11 personnel actually on the routes. They do have a part-time position for mowing, and one consideration that we may bring to you in the future is the possibility of adding a second part-time seasonal mowing position. As you know, there's been some discussion about the possibility of adding positions in sanitation, and although I think we've got some due diligence to go through with regard to efficiency in the department, one of the things that was brought up in the meeting with the department head, Bill Anderson, was the possibility of adding two full-time drivers. At this point, it looks like if we were to add full-time drivers today, now these are positions that are not budgeted for, that would, the total impact to the budget for fiscal year 22 would be about $16,800. Total fiscal year impact for a normal year would range from a low of $52,700 to a high of about $55,000 for the year. With regard to recycling, now these are per week hours. About 80 man hours per week are spent on recycling pickup. There's two men per truck always with recycling. The tonnage has not increased from an average of about 45 to 50 tons per month for about the last 8 to 10 years, according to the department. So you've got an average of 45 to 50 tons per month. 60% of that is commercial. So only about 40% of that tonnage is coming from the curbside pickup program. And the department estimates that out of every 10 households, and this is a rough estimate, that about 6 to 7 are actually using the recycling program. And of course, that's not every week. That varies. Some people use it more frequently than others. And an interesting point is that since 1997, the department reports that the city has given out about 7,000 of those red bins. And I'm told that you can find them at garage sales and in basements across town. But there are about 7,000 red recycling bins in circulation somewhere in the community. One of the options for recycling might be to consider in the future eliminating curbside recycling and asking residents to take those items directly to the facility, or curtail recycling until it can be automated in an attempt to try to increase the tonnage that comes from residential usage. Now, again, these are just recommendations that are being kicked around at the meeting level. Some of these may or may not survive our staff work, but we will bring these back to you for formal consideration for changes and solicit feedback from the public, as I'm sure tonight's meeting will generate some feedback as well. Our next meeting on, let me skip ahead to the automation process. I know there was some discussion about automation. As Bill's mentioned in the past, the trucks were pre-fitted with the necessary hydraulic add-ons to allow for tippers. Now, these tippers require these requisite cans that would have to be used, so the department is working for our next meeting on getting prices to retrofit each truck with the tipper and to look at what the cost of those cans would be to supply the households with those necessary cans. This is something that we might want to phase in over multiple years if we go down this road, possibly by ward. But the next step for the staff level is, once we have some pricing, is to discuss this with the Solid Waste District, Region F, and find out what their interest and ability is to help fund a program like that if we were to go to it. And as I mentioned previously, it might be possible to incorporate the recycling collection into the automated pickup as well. Some of the additional notes that I want to mention at the next meeting that we're having this Wednesday with the department. The department's been tasked with we took the job descriptions and reviewed them in detail at the last meeting. And the idea here, as has been mentioned in these meetings previously, is to establish criteria for the various grades within each position. So for example, if you came in entry level as a laborer one, and with certain skills, certain knowledge that can be both expressed on paper, that would be something that they could work towards at the additional skills, but also with the supervision of the of their immediate supervisor or department head, that those positions could be laborer one, laborer two, same for equipment operators. Now I'm talking about streets. So you could have operator positions all the way from, say, one, two, and three, or maybe even to four. And again, it would be based a lot on necessary certifications, ability, proficiency. So there'd be a portion of these grades where the employee could look at the job description and understand exactly what they needed to work towards in order to move a grade up. But then there would also be a component that would be at the discretion of the supervisor and the department head. On sanitation, we're looking at something very similar: laborer one, laborer two, and then driver and collector one, two, and possibly three. Again, driver and collector mandates a CDL, but there's also knowledge of the routes is something that's highly valued within the crew, and so movement between those different grades might be dependent on the supervisor's discretion if they feel that the employee has good knowledge of the routes and of the streets. These defined grades would encourage additional skill acquisition by the employees, but it would also allow the department head to justify when a hire has to be made. And that new hire might come in at a pay grade that's slightly above somebody else in the department. If that person has the requisite skill set and comes in at, say, a two or a three grade in the same category, it would justify that increase in pay over an established employee. And again, there would be a portion of that would really be at the discretion of the supervisors and department head based on proficiency and readiness and ability. At the next meeting as well, we're going to talk about something that the mayor's been heavily engaged on, is rewriting and enforcing safety protocols and inspections in the department. And these range from the use of mandated safety gear, gloves, eye protection, ear protection, proper boots, uniform pants, things like that, to vehicle walk-arounds and vehicle inspections, requisite forms to reflect that those inspections are taking place, and then appropriate disciplinary steps in the event that the safety protocols, that there's infractions with regard to implementation. And again, all of this really stems from the fact that when we were looking at the contract for sanitation services, one of the big advantages to the city was that it was going to free us of a lot of the P&L and workman's comp type liability issues that come with that kind of work. So anything that we can do to reduce property damage, anything that we can do most especially to reduce the soft tissue injuries that are common in that department that come from throwing the bags and that kind of thing. Some of that can even include like mandated warm-ups and exercises so that we don't see these repeated soft tissue injuries to the shoulders and arms that we're seeing. But again, the goal there is to increase worker safety and decrease claims and losses. And that's being well received by the department head and his assistants. So that is kind of a prelude of what the last couple of weeks have looked like on sanitation. We've got a meeting this week, and we're going to meet every week in the coming weeks, and eventually this will all be in a formal report with recommendations for you all to consider for changes. And we certainly encourage members of the community that have maybe heard my report tonight that have comments or questions to please respond. We've got an option on our website that you can send comments, questions, things like that, and we're happy for your feedback. I do also want to report that REMCO